Here's a story about art imitating life from commentator Jake Halpern.
Not long ago, my mother called me up with a book recommendation. "You've got to read this book," she told me. All right. What is it?" I asked. "It's a mystery called The Valentine's Day Murder by Lee Harris." No thanks, I told her. "I'm not interested in mysteries." "Oh, you'll be interested in this one," she replied excitedly, "because you are one of the prime suspects." So she mailed me the book, and several days later, when it arrived, I began poring through its yellowing, dog-eared pages. The mystery was set in my hometown of Buffalo, New York. In fact, much of it was set in my neighborhood along Hurdle Avenue, within a few blocks of the house in which I grew up. And sure enough, one of the leading suspects was a young lawyer with my name, Jake Halpern. It is a very odd thing, reading a mystery novel in which you are the prime suspect. As I turned the pages, my mind would race with thoughts. How had I gotten tangled up in this mess? Where was I on the night of the murder? And the inevitable, had I done it? Ultimately, I found all of this too weird to contemplate, and I stopped reading the book. But this brought only temporary relief. On some cosmic level, I found it deeply disturbing that a rather large portion of my identity had been co-opted into this paperback thriller. For me, the mystery had just begun. Who was this author, Lee Harris? Did I know her? And if not, how had she come up with my name? Eventually, I found Lee Harris's website and sent her an email. A few days later, she called me back on my cell phone. She said, "I assure you, I have no idea who you are. I pull names out of thin air, in part because I don't want to get sued." There was a brief pause, and then she added, "And, by the way, the people who sue me almost never win." "All right," I said. "At least will you admit that it's a rather remarkable coincidence that this character has my name, comes from my hometown, and hangs out in my old neighborhood?" "No, I won't," said Harris. "The truth is, there are a lot of people out there, and when I pick a name, it inevitably belongs to someone." I suppose I was hoping that Lee Harris did know me, because somehow this would make the whole episode far less spooky. I find enormous coincidences to be unnerving. I hate the spine-tingling feeling I get when I'm in a remote town in a foreign country and I bump into my neighbor. I feel most comfortable when life follows a straightforward, cause-and-effect kind of trajectory. Thus, if Lee Harris were actually the pen name for, say, my fifth-grade English teacher, I would have felt greatly relieved because that would have made sense. But apparently this wasn't the case, and this left me with two options. Either this was the sort of enormous, spooky coincidence that left me lying in bed at night, pondering the stars, the planets, and the possibility of fate, or Lee Harris was right, and this wasn't such an enormous coincidence after all. From searching the internet, I knew that there were other Jake Halperns out there, probably dozens of them. So perhaps even if the Valentine's Day murder had taken place in Cleveland, some Jake Halpern over there would have emailed in his existential complaints. Maybe, despite all the demographic evidence to the contrary, this was a very small world. And who was I to feel such an exclusive sense of entitlement to my own identity? Eventually, I began to accept that this Jake Halpern character, who happened to have my exact name, live in my old hometown, and hung out in my old neighborhood, was not, in fact, me. This proved to be quite liberating. Well, liberating enough for me to resume reading Lee Harris's book. And when I got to the last page, despite all of my existential reasoning, I couldn't help but feel relieved that Jake Halpern had not done it.
Jake Halpern now lives in Boston.